Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast in August 2005, killing some 2,000 people and displacing tens of thousands more. The most destructive and costly hurricane in U.S. history, so far, scattered many residents of New Orleans to the four winds. They couldn't take a lot with them when they fled, but one thing that always goes with you is your language, your accent or dialect. And those things speak volumes about you.
People draw connections between ways of speaking and what type of person you are. And this can be in both good ways and bad ways. So, for example, one of the things that I study is how we connect language use to our identity, how we use it to express something about ourselves.
Katie Carmichael's an English professor at Virginia Tech studying how the patois of New Orleans has changed from the impact of Katrina, where for ages you could be identified by the district or ward you came from just by opening your mouth.
There are studies that show that we don't need to see somebody to know tons of things about them, like their age, their gender, their ethnicity. All we need is their voice.
Carmichael's always been interested in how language shapes culture and culture language. There aren't many studies on the topic because normally people move in and out randomly at different times, different ages, and for different reasons. But with natural disasters like Hurricane Katrina,
everyone experienced this moment of displacement at the exact same time. And it happened to everybody. Everybody has this experience of Katrina. Even if they're back, they had this experience of displacement for a certain amount of time. And some of these forces are powerful across the U.S. We see this in a lot of U.S. cities, gentrification, for example. But in New Orleans, post-Katrina, we're seeing it at an accelerated rate, which means we can kind of put a microscope to it and see, well, how do these processes play out in terms of these local forms of identity, these intersectional components of identity, and how does that get expressed linguistically?
Carmichael has a four-year grant from the National Science Foundation to document changes in the speech patterns of New Orleanians, which she says has a variety of unique qualities like no other place in the country.
My name is Deborah Chauvin, and I'm basically from the Ninth Ward. I grew up streets on St. Claude and Franklin, and Rampart, near the Bywater section.
My name is Clive Hardy, and I grew up in the Garden District. My family lived there. It wasn't an old Garden District family. They'd only been in New Orleans about 100 years.
Those voices were recorded in the 1980s. Carmichael and her colleagues are recording hundreds more for their four-year study, documenting in the human voice the effects disaster-related displacement and migration have on language spoken in the city.
It's only going to escalate over time, right? So we are at an all-time high for migration and movement around the planet. We also have a lot of natural disasters that are escalating in strength and in effect. So what we find with Hurricane Katrina is only going to become more relevant as we move forward.
Carmichael reminds us people tend to talk like their peers. When your peer group changes, it likely follows. So do your speech patterns. I'm Robbie Harris.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm walking to New Orleans. I'm going to need to parachute when I get through walking these blues. When I get back to New Orleans, I've got my suitcase in my hand.